Welcome to the flagship edition of the WX Nation podcast. I'm Tommy Boy Brokaw, and this is gonna be good. Broadcasting from Fort Worth, Texas, to the world, this is the WX Nation Podcast, edition number one. I'm your host, Bill Young, webmaster of WXNation.com and the WX Nation blog. And I welcome you to edition number one of the WX Nation Podcast. Music is provided by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. Drudge, Matt Drudge. I was listening to him last night, as I sometimes will do. Anyway, he said that blog is a ridiculous thing to call something. I originally had mine titled WX Nation Weblog, and then I changed it to WX Nation Blog and removed the web part of it. But his argument is he just thought it was a throwaway type term and just kind of a trashy term, and it shouldn't be used. What do you think? Voice your opinion now. Call in at 1-800... No, we don't have a call-in number. But anyway, I thought that was very interesting. And I think for now I'll leave a WX Nation blog, and we'll see what happens. But it's doing very well, so I'm not going to mess with it at this point. Well, anyway, this is the first of perhaps two or three podcasts, and then who knows after that. But this is indeed the WX Nation podcast. This is being recorded on Tuesday, April 19th, the same day that a new pope has been selected. I did put a link into Fox News, which had live streaming video from the St. Peter Square. And, of course, I got that up a little late. I think I ended up posting that minutes before they actually took the feed down. Whoops! Apologies. But that kind of snuck up on us pretty fast. I thought that was going to be something that... we wouldn't have a decision till tomorrow, but there it was. There it was. And now a look at the forecast for the remainder of this week. On Wednesday, expect rain throughout parts of the Great Lakes, from southeast Michigan into northern Ohio and much of New York State over to Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. Some of the cities affected include Detroit, Cleveland, Buffalo, Syracuse, and Burlington, Vermont. You can expect highs in the 80s, basically south and east of a line from Boston across to Colorado Springs. And 70s will be in California, the Northwest, and the North Central Plains. Look for 60s in the upper Midwest. On Thursday, rain will be moving into the Ohio Valley and the Midwest. Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia, all likely candidates for seeing some rain, and cities affected include St. Louis, Memphis, Nashville, Louisville, Roanoke, Virginia. Highs in the 80s will be seen in Texas, Oklahoma, and the Southeast. Highs in the 60s for the Great Lakes region and the North Central Plains, and 70s in much of California and the Northwest. On Friday, from the Great Lakes down to the south, a possibility of rain. And that will include cities like Chicago, St. Louis, Louisville, Nashville, Memphis, and Mobile, Alabama. Highs in the 80s for Texas, Florida, and across the deep south. In the 70s for the Ohio Valley and Central Plains and California. 60s in the northeast, the Great Lakes, and the North Central Plains. And highs in the 60s and 70s on Friday in the northeast. Saturday and Sunday, it's looking right now like most of the country will be in the 60s and 70s, a bit of a cool down, with some 80s very along the very bottom of the country. The precipitation will be moving from the east coast on Saturday, it looks like, into the northeast on Sunday. And that is the forecast for the rest of this week. From the National Weather Service, as of Tuesday, April 19th. Let's take a look at the radar. At the Radar is sponsored by nobody. And here it is. Well, the radar was very quiet across the country for much of the past week. Things quieted down very unseasonably so. Usually there's something brewing in the country at this time of the year. Tornadoes, severe weather, and the whatnot. However, right now we are seeing a little bit of activity over Wisconsin. Also North Dakota and into a part of South Dakota. This is as of Tuesday, late afternoon. There's also a little bit of activity in Utah and southern Montana. Let's take a look at some of the things that are happening. Sunny weathercaster Sunny Elliott joins the Michigan Journalism Hall of Fame. This guy I used to listen to on the radio back in the late 90s on WWJ AM 950, and that was not long ago, about 6 years ago, but boy, it was certainly a different time. I didn't have the cell phone with the text messages that'll let me know when there's a severe thunderstorm warning. I didn't have the pocket PC that I could check out the radar image or latest warnings, and I didn't have XM satellite radio, which also has an emergency broadcast channel. I mentioned that as well in the blog. Storm Chase 2005 is underway at Weatherbug, Weatherbug's blog, and they have chosen their winner. Michelle Bright is the winner of being the final selected storm chase person. Congratulations to her. She's putting together a mixtape of some weather-related songs, and I didn't hesitate to send along the list that I had put together. I guess this was a little over a month ago. For Rent, this is still For Rent, the Mount Fuji weather station that has an amazing view. My friends and family know that one of the things that top my list of requirements for where I reside, it must have a nice view. I'm not planning to go all the way out there for that nice of a view. But nevertheless, it is a nice view. Meteorological Agency is looking for tenants to rent this vacant weather monitoring station at the summit of Mount Fuji. And that looks like an interesting place to go. But again, I'm not going to be one of them. Feel free, though, if you're looking for a good view. And now, weird news. This out of Detroit. Local 4 camera captures object in Detroit night sky. Local 4's Paula Tutman investigated an illuminated object spotted on the sky in the skies by local 4 cameras. "It's a week later, and I still don't know what it is," said Joel Boykin, the local 4 photographer whose camera was pointed on the blinking light in the western sky. The video of this mysterious object can be found on clickondetroit.com's website. I've also slapped that up on the blog at wxnation.com/blog. And that's it for this, the first of hopefully at least a couple podcasts. I hope that you enjoyed this, and thank you very much for downloading it. And back to the music to close us up. Credit to Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com, and I will talk to you next time.